Welcome back to Don't Call It a Book Club. My name is Luke.
My name is Dan.
Today we are finishing up the first book of The Expanse called Leviathan Wakes. I do have a little bit of a warm up. And it's so we took a week off last week. I was off on a little trip, a little trippy trip. And my warm up is somewhat related. But it's kind of more about like exploring new places. And I want to rant a little bit about how our like infrastructure makes it difficult. Not necessarily. Yeah.
I was going to ask how, like, the State of the Union was, because, you know.
Yes, of course.
Assuming that's where your trip was.
Now, this, I think one way to go into this is related to car culture, but we've done that enough.
Yeah.
Everybody the thing that I'm going to actually rant about a little bit is more about like internet stuff.
Ooh.
And like, okay, here's the thing. I feel like it's whenever you're going somewhere, you have to like research everything about it. Right? Which, like, on one level, I think is good. Like, if I'm going someplace, I don't want to just stumble around and hope that I find something cool.
Well,
I don't want to miss the cool things. Yeah. Right. So like, there is some level of research ahead of time that I'm like, this day I want to go here.
Mm-hmm.
However, I also want to reserve time to just walk around.
Oh yeah.
Find some stuff. I love a little, like, I don't know, walk around a downtown, poke my head in some shops, see what's going on. Love that. Love doing that. The thing is, a lot of places are not set up for that.
When you say a lot of places.
In that, like, a lot of, like, downtowns like, things of that nature where, like, I went to this place, right, and I parked, and I was like, this is a cool, like, area. I'm going to park. I'm going to walk around. I've got a couple hours. We'll see what happens, right? The problem is, this place is, like, structured in such a way that you have to know what's there to get to places. Because, like, the signs are not at, like, walking level. And so, like, all of the, like, windows of shops or something are, like, I don't even know, but the like actual sign of the shop is like for cars to see. And so like me walking under the signs, I'm like, I don't know what this is. I don't know how to go here.
That's
and like
wild. I've never heard of anything like this before in my life.
And it's just like, if I want to be like, I want to go get a bite to eat at this place.
Yeah.
I don't want to have to pull out my phone and be like, I want Italian food today. Let's look at what places have Italian food and see which one has the best reviews. And I got to figure out how much I care about star rating versus quantity of stars. No, I want to just like walk around and be like, hey, that place looks neat. Let's go in there. And I feel like it's so difficult.
Luke, you're back in the Stone Age, bud. You're back in the Stone Age, bud. Look at those stars. Check out how many stars that place has got.
I don't want to. I don't want to do that.
You got
to
know if
it's
good.
I want to peek.
You can't have a bad experience, Luke. You cannot have a bad experience. It's the worst thing in the world to have a bad experience. Don't. You got to look at the stars.
I know.
This place that you're describing to me truly sounds wild, but not like in a way that I can't imagine it. Like, I can totally imagine what you're talking about. I mean, this just sounds like you got stuck in a shitty downtown area. You got stuck in a place that they hadn't realized people are all about walking now, that millennials love to walk. Give us a little walking,
I think so,
infrastructure, please. Because it's great. Have you thought about just segueing everywhere? Maybe that'll get you the height.
Oh, it's all, yeah, that's true. Get a couple, get like a foot extra.
Mm-hmm. And then you can see the signs for all these places. Take it on the freeway.
See the signs. Yeah. That's a good thought. I mean, that might fix most of this.
It is the walking of the future, apparently. Yeah, Luke.
Well, just tell me, do you agree with me? Do you prefer to just walk around places and see versus, like,
I think
doing your research beforehand?
It depends, right? So if I'm, like, on vacay, if I'm with a small group, definitely. We're walking. We're finding stuff. Mm-hmm. If I'm with a big group, I'm talking, like, more than four people, we need to know where we're going before we go. Because
yes.
There's no way in hell we're getting all people in this group agreeing to go into one of these just random spots. So, like, depending on group size, I do like to do this quite a bit. I mean, when you and I took our trip to New Zealand, this was, like, a big part of the vibe, which I loved, which was great. Right. It's just, like, have a little cushion time. Go see some stuff.
That's right.
And that's, I think that's a good way to do it. I agree 100% with you there. You know what? I'm starting to come around. I was joking at the beginning about not having a bad experience. I think we should be having more bad experiences, honestly.
Experiences as in, like, going to a bad restaurant.
Going to a restaurant that maybe isn't the best. That's like, oh, that was not great. Or the service was really slow. Or something like that. Just to, like, humble us a little bit. You know what I mean? Just to be like, hey, you're just people walking around doing stuff, okay? We're not. Things aren't always going to be perfect and nice. Do you know what I mean?
Right. Plus it helps you refine your, like, vibe senses, you know? I'm worried about our vibe senses going to waste.
Atrophying, right? In the age of
exactly.
It's a muscle. Star reviews, it's just atrophy. Our vibes are all off now, our vibe sense. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. This is true, Luke. Yeah, you definitely leave some cushion time, though. I'm all about that. Speaking of which, though, on a somewhat related little kicker at the end here, I just want up or down, thumbs up, thumbs down. Going to the movies has changed since we were kids, and it's changed in the way that you reserve your seats now. Thumbs up or thumbs down for movie seat reservation?
Honestly, thumbs down.
Mm-hmm.
However, I will say all of the movies I've gone to recently, it's like 10 people total.
I'm gonna say thumbs down too, purely from the standpoint of, like, you gotta earn it. It's unfair. You can just go on and get the best seats through a res, you gotta earn it. You gotta show up early. That's how you get the best seat. You gotta earn it, folks. Okay,
gotta earn it.
Thumbs down. That's for right. Reserving seats in a movie theater.
Love the kicker there.
All right. should we talk about Leviathan Wakes?
Let's talk Leviathan Wakes, which we have finished. Let me pull up my notes here. Okay. So since we skipped a week, it's been a while since I've read this, so I'm re-familiarizing myself with my notes.
Yeah.
One thing that I do have on here, which is kind of a general thing, it's a little appreciation. For the writing, actually, which is not a ton of wasted time between things.
Oh, I love this. Yeah. Shit is popping off. It'll be like,
this happens, and the next thing is at this other station. Boom, we're at the other station.
Yes.
And it's about to happen.
And not
I don't need the description of the 3-month long trip there.
Not to bring up another author who we have loved other works of, and whose name rhymes with Baolini, but this is the opposite of that. Do you know what I'm saying?
I do.
We're not
in
a ship for months talking to our little symbiote. It's like boom, boom, shit's happening always. It's great.
It's good. It's good. Yeah.
There's a lot that happened in this last third, like a ton has gone on here. And I want to take us to an event that happens sort of at the beginning, which is that our crew invades this station, right? This Thoth or Toth. I can't remember if it was Toth or Thoth. I think it was Thoth station.
Mm-hmm.
Did you notice how many dudes they brought on this mission?
No, I didn't.
100 I feel like it was few. 100 dudes.
That seems small. Yeah. I do think that I was like, this doesn't seem like a lot of people.
100 Let's talk about the monumental scale of the thing that they're trying to do. This is a secret research base run by one of the most valuable corporations on Earth that has probably the most valuable thing the corporation has in its entire inventory. Like, all the data is there. And it's been like, they've been planning this for a long time. Like, they've really put this thing together over years. It's not just like it suddenly got up and running. And it's currently popping off. Like, things are currently happening there that's really important for this company. And also, oh yeah, taking over a station like this is incredibly difficult. Like, but without them hitting the self-destruct button, they talked about when they invaded a ship, how you had to like get to the middle before one of three people hit a self-destruct button on various locations. Like, that could happen on here. And you're like, yeah, I think 100 guys will do it. I think we'll take 100 ragtag guys to do this.
100 pimply teens.
Easy. This is like George Washington crossing the fucking Delaware and being like, we only need like 100 guys for this, right?
Yeah. Similarly, so it's split into two, right? It's kind of like the ground forces. Mm-hmm. And then Holden and his crew who are supposed to take out the ship. The airborne defenses.
Yeah.
I guess I'll call it.
Yeah.
And even then, it's like, you guys just brought Holden?
Just the one, thanks.
I mean, it worked out, I guess.
Like, the OPA has nothing, right? They've got to be like, no, they've got no resources, right? That's got to be it. Because otherwise, you can spare more than 100 guys in one ship, right?
I know.
What else are you doing? What else are you even doing?
Well, also, leading up to it, Miller is like, gets the information where it is, right?
Yeah.
And he's like, I will tell you where it is if you can prove to me that you like have what it takes. Right?
Yeah.
And like, once he learns that it's the Fred of Fred fame,
yeah,
that's like all it takes.
Mm-hmm.
But should you have asked more?
I think the next scene was them talking about the plan going forward. And yeah, if I'm Miller and I'm suddenly hearing the plan, it's like, let's back up. Let's back up one second. I don't know if I want to tell you, actually. Can we get one more ship?
I know. Because like, also, I thought that the value that Holden and Miller and them were going to bring was going to be like information.
No, it's tactical.
And insight.
It's tactical.
It's like bodies. They've got warm bodies that they're willing to contribute to the cause, and that is rare.
That is essential. Like, how few people live in the rim that they could only spare 100 guys? 100! I could probably find 100 guys to go on a top secret mission like tomorrow. Are you kidding me?
I know. It's pretty good. Maybe they just, here's the thing. Fred just knows how many it's going to take. And the thing is, every kilogram going up, that's fuel needed. Damn.
Oh, okay. Hold on. Hold on, Luke. I actually love where you're taking us here. Fred is that competent.
He knows exactly the numbers he wants. And also, this is part of the reason that the OPA has a lot of like young skinny guys.
Mm-hmm.
It's a mass to competence ratio that is important here.
They're little. It's like you're gymnastics. You're saying they're little and compact, so they can fit a lot with a little bit of energy.
That's right.
Yeah, those belters, I mean, they're all about efficiency, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's why they all are like jacks of all trades.
Right.
We can't specialize because we got to get our numbers down.
Right. I'm living in a 5-foot by 5-foot box. Like, I've got to know everything.
I know. So good for Fred is where I'm going with this.
I guess. Yeah, good. You know what? Yeah, good for Fred. Way to go. Good planning.
Great planning. And then, okay, so they get there and they capture the enemy. And I don't actually have a note on this, but thoughts on the Miller execution maneuver?
I mean, I'm conflicted on it, and here's why. Miller's whole justification was like he was convincing you, and so I had to kill him, because mm-hmm. like otherwise he would have convinced you all that this was the right move. That was entirely vibes based. Like Miller
right.
didn't ask. He wasn't like, hey, what do you guys think about this? He was just like looking and like being like, oh, they seem into it. He's nodding. Shoot him, quick. So on the one hand, I'm like, Miller, maybe cool it just for like a second before you just kill this guy. On the other hand, mm-hmm. I mean, I think he's kind of right.
Yeah. So I think that he makes this decision based on him convincing people, right? And there's mm-hmm. kind of two areas of this. One is like the reception among the people there during yes. this conversation.
Yes.
And his historical record of... Yes. convincing people. And so I think it's fair to make that decision based on his historical record
mm-hmm.
of convincing people.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I hope Holden wasn't getting convinced. You know?
I mean, we got Holden's perspective, and the little snippets that we were getting, Holden was like, oh, you know what? I kind of see this guy's point.
Yeah. I think that's tough because uh-huh. also like just we're seeing this and it's like this thing is going to end like 90% odds that this thing is ending humanity, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
Everybody?
Yeah.
I'm not getting convinced.
Yeah, but what if you could get cool like dragon wings? There's a 10% chance you get cool dragon wings and powers.
I hadn't thought about dragon wings.
Mm-hmm. You could do anything, Luke. We could reshape humanity to look however we want. You like Spider-Man? Real, you're Spider-Man.
Oh, good. Okay, it's a good thing that Miller shot him because I'm already in.
This is what I'm saying. It's too much power. It's too much power. Now, the thing I will say is definitely still a gray area. Like Miller shooting him, I think was the right call, but I could see an argument to be made of like, yeah, not really up to him to make that decision. My big beef here is with Holden, actually. Mm. Because Miller does this thing, he shoots this guy, and Holden gets back up on his fucking high horse where he's like, what, the police? You could just do a murder and get away with it because you're the police? And Miller's like, look, I did that for you. And now, again, Miller's like doing this. It doesn't really affect Holden that much at all. And Holden's just like, find your own fucking way home, you murderer.
I know.
Dude.
I know. The tough thing about the argument about like the decision is not up to Miller is that like the decision would be up to like authorities generally.
Yeah.
Which like have shown that they're like committing to allowing this guy to like sacrifice millions of people.
Yeah.
It's like maybe the decision should be up to you guys actually though. Maybe you guys should pick.
Maybe Miller is the one who should make this decision, Holden.
And or like, even you.
Yeah. I mean,
the people in this room, take a quick vote. What do we think? We murdering?
Is this guy too dangerous? Yeah. I just think Holden needs to get the fuck over himself because he's like, oh, I'm way better than that. I would never let anyone on my ship who does a murder. It's like, dude, that's not what this was. Like, don't even pretend like Miller just shot somebody for no reason just because he was feeling a certain way. Like, no.
What? Right.
You guys could have been such good buds. What the fuck?
It's a line in the sand, Dan. You got to draw a line. We love lines.
They killed so many people. Holden killed so many people. And you know how he did it? By blasting out the intel that he had for no reason.
Yeah, but Dan, that wasn't cold blood.
Oh, you're right. Holden was just stupid. That's how he got a bunch of people murdered. He wasn't intentional about it. That's the difference.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Great. That's key. Cool.
Very good. Okay, last point about this, which is I'm temporarily going to jump us forward, but when the guy's convincing them, because he's like about the potential, they were just not thinking of the dangers. And then like later on, when they go to actually blow up, I know I'm jumping, we'll come back.
Yeah, yeah, we'll come back.
And it like does a little dodgeroo.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, this thing's magic. Oh, yeah, maybe we should have considered that, like, we don't know what the fuck this is.
Yeah, smug science boy is like, let's let it just run a whole station and then we'll go investigate. It's like, oh, sorry, you didn't think about the fact that it could do anything. And your imagination is just not very big, little guy.
You have no frame of reference for what this could possibly even be doing.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
No, trust me, see, we put it out on a space station, and it can't get to us from there.
Oh, sorry, is it making a big laser? Sorry, do I see a big laser that it's making? No, that must not be a laser. It must be something else.
Okay, okay. But before we get there, I do have a quick a note, actually, on the plan.
Yes.
For blowing it up.
Yes.
The plan is to take the big ship that the Mormons have been building and use it as a little pool ball to knock our station. A pool cue to knock our station into the sun.
Yeah.
They're like that. We need something with big engines.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really get why we're not just like sticking engines, big ass engines on like a rock. Like,
right. Just like throwing a big Hemi on there, getting a turbo.
Like, I feel like
a turbo
they've been
V8.
Working on the Nauvoo. They've been working on the Nauvoo, which is the name of the ship.
Yeah.
For a long time.
Yeah.
And I have to think that like most of that is on the like ship design.
Yeah.
Not
the
on
cool,
the engines.
The cool cathedral right? They've got inside and yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's all gothic and everything.
Yeah.
It's looking great. That part we can keep, actually.
You're saying why didn't they just chop the back end off?
Yeah.
Or here's another idea. Just like duct tape a bunch of ships together. You don't even have to have people on them, right? Because you're blasting it off to such a high speed that like... no one's going to be able to catch it, right?
Right.
Just like duct tape all your ships together, crank them up as high as they'll go, and blast it. Yeah, maybe they were just... maybe they just never... Ooh, hold on, Luke. Maybe they just never intended to give the Mormons the ship. Maybe they'd been looking for this out for a while, and as soon as Holden suggested it, or no, it was Miller... Fred was like, yeah. Oh, perfect. I didn't know how to tell the Mormons we couldn't make their ship work.
Right.
And now
they were like, they took on the contract without meeting the Mormons.
Mm-hmm.
And then later on, they were like, God, these guys, I'm sick of them. Okay.
Oh, I see.
I want to find a way to make it funny.
They just got annoyed with the Mormons. They're like, these guys with their weird pajamas, and I can't do it. We're going to blow their ship up.
We're going to do something funny with it.
Isn't actually. That more of a reason, though, to give them the ship? To be like, get them out of here. Everybody get on the ship. Just go.
It could be. But yeah, the Mormons get screwed over, as always. Am I right? Always getting the short end of the stick.
I don't know about that.
they do the maneuver, and then Miller, your boy, gets stuck on the station.
Hold on, actually. Before we get there, can we just talk about the fact that the Nauvoo missed entirely, right?
Yeah.
How quick do you think the Mormons are like, hey, can we turn that around? Hey, can you just do the shutdown on that? Hit the shutdown on that ship for us? Just bring it on back. How about you bring it on back? Hey, Fred. I noticed you missed. You want to do a quick recall on that? Have it come back around?
Just a little U-turn. It's easy and, stuff. And
Fred's over here like, oh, no, we might need it later. Let's keep it going. Let's keep it going. As it's like hurtling directly towards the sun, and the Mormons are like, oh, wait, hold on.
Fred has forgotten about it already, and it is now in the sun.
Literally everybody forgot about it. Where is it?
I don't know. I would be bummed. We'll move on in a second. Yeah. I would be bummed if I was the like designer, because they're building it for the Mormons, right? The Mormons are not building it themselves necessarily.
Yeah.
So there's a guy that's been working on this for a while.
It just won.
And it just missed, and it just won, and it just missed, uh-huh. And everybody's figuring out Plan B, and the guy who's this is his baby, is like, hey, I know we're busy on other things.
He's like in the war room because they need to know any details about it as they're trying to do this thing. It misses, and everyone's immediately like, oh shit. And he's secretly like, oh, okay, wait, now hold on, guys. Let's see the bright side to this. Can I get those access codes real quick?
That's right. I wasn't fully satisfied with the construction. Let's bring it back.
He's the one guy in that room who was just like kind of hyped that it missed. But he's got to pretend like he's not, right? He's got to pretend like, oh, yeah, oh, such a bummer that. But before, you know, while we still got time, can we just...
That's right. Anyway. But, okay, so it misses. Miller is boots on the ground. Mm-hmm. He's our guy there. I just want to say, really quick, very nice that he has a little mass spec on his suit.
Oh, I know, right?
He knows all the chemical compounds that are floating around. He's looking very around. Nice.
You think it's quadrupole?
Oh, gotta be. Gotta be quadrupole.
I don't think so, Luke. That's a bit... You need a lot of, like, area for that. Yeah,
he's
got a time
he's
of
identifying
flight.
Specific... He's identifying specific molecules.
Yeah, but look, think of the distance that thing has to travel in order to do it, make a quadrupole work. Like, if you're doing time of flight...
No, it's not time of flight, Dan.
Okay.
It's a quadrupole. It's triple quad.
Okay. You're right. It's not TOF. It's triple quad. Still, though, it has to travel a distance, right? Like a triple quad has some like length to it.
Oh yeah, it's like half a meter, maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I mean, maybe they've worked it out to where it like fits in their suit or something. I don't know. Anyway, okay, let's keep moving. We've gotten off on chemistry talk.
Okay. But then the other note that I have on here is that we always have the rule, right, where if we don't see a body, they're not dead.
Correct.
Turns out, even that, we've got to amend it. Because I saw a body, but she's not dead.
Well, I mean, she kind of is, right?
Is she?
We're talking about Julia, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, if death is just like a transformation... Then, no. Okay, then what is death then, Luke? All right, Luke, let's talk about
no,
what
she
death
still
is
has.
Then.
She still has like memories and stuff.
Yeah, but
here's
also,
what I think. Mm-hmm. I think this is a metamorphosis.
Okay, yes, I like this.
Julie the caterpillar.
Yes,
is now a big beautiful butterfly.
So then the question
on
is
the surface of Venus. Covering the entire surface.
Okay, we're going to get there in a second. But the other important question, Luke, is the caterpillar dead when it becomes a butterfly?
Ooh, this is an interesting question. I'm going to say yes, actually. I think I've come around to I think, your original point.
Then I think Julia's dead, but this is a new thing.
Julia's dead.
This is a new thing that's been created.
Okay.
She's got some of Julia's memories.
It's like Julie is part of it, but it's not Julie.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Okay.
So
I'm there with you.
While we're talking about Miller though, is he cool or is Miller a total burnout? Because I oscillate back and forth between both of these things.
Well, clarify what you mean. Are you asking if we like Miller?
Is Miller smart and competent, or is Miller like Maybe a better question. Is Miller a good detective or a bad detective?
I think good.
Okay. I think he's lucky. I don't think he's good. I think he keeps getting lucky.
Okay, sure. I mean, he definitely has gotten lucky.
Mm-hmm.
But I still think he's good at it.
I don't know.
I mean, the being on the surface and like convincing Julie 2.0, mm-hmm. pure luck.
Yeah.
That's not part of detective accomplishments at all, I
mm-hmm.
think.
Mm-hmm.
But before that, I think he's kind of crushing it. He does get lucky that his old partner that he was buddies with, like, ends up in the as a like secret agent for him.
Mm-hmm.
That's lucky. But you know what, Dan? You got to take advantage of things like that.
That's fair. You got
to miss 100% of the shots you don't take.
Right. You got to put yourself in the position for the luck to matter. Okay. Okay. Mm-hmm. I think I agree with you. I do think he's pretty good at deductive reasoning as well. We're gonna eventually get to the point where he is convincing the whole galaxy to not blow this thing up because of some wild speculation that he's got going on. But before we get there, I want to go back to my original question and reframe it. Is Miller cool? Like, is he a cool guy? Or is he like a bum? Is he kind of like a loser? Do you know the difference? Do you understand why this question is different?
Yes. Yes, I do know what you mean. I would say more on the bum side.
Yeah, he seems like kind of a loser, which is disappointing.
Like, I don't think I'm trying to hang with
him. No, I don't think so. And then the question is, do you think this is why this is the real reason Holden kicked him off the ship? It wasn't that he murdered that guy. It was that he is kind of a loser and Holden didn't really want him hanging around anymore.
He's throwing off the like atmosphere of the ship, certainly.
Mm-hmm.
They've already got Amos to kind of like fill a somewhat similar role.
Yeah.
You know? But I think Amos fills that role without being depressing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, for sure. For
and
sure.
So like, do we need Miller for this?
He's kind of bumming us all out, isn't he? Right? How he talks about the fact that when he left his home, it was the greatest moment of his entire life when he left all of his friends and family behind. That was kind of the worst, right? We all kind of really got bummed out after that.
Mm-hmm. Also, this is completely random.
Yeah.
So, in your mind's eye,
mm-hmm.
is Miller short?
Yeah.
Me too.
He's not,
I don't know
though.
Why.
He's not.
He's so short, but he's so freaking tall because he's a...
because he's a belter. I know. And I know. I agree. I don't know why. He's just a little guy. He's a... Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. I envision him... Do you envision him in a trench coat?
Oh, of course.
Why?
He's a little guy in a trench coat. He's totally not.
In a fedora,
he's
walking around.
He's wicked not that at all.
Smoking a cigarette.
Yeah. anywho,
mm-hmm.
yeah, we don't want Miller mm-mm. in our group. If I'm walking around looking for a restaurant or a thing to do around a city,
mm-hmm.
I'm not including Miller in my calculations because he's gonna pick the worst. He's gonna poke his head in the worst looking place and choose it.
Mm-hmm. Right, and then he's gonna complain about it.
Mm-hmm.
But like after and in like a really sad way. Like that reminded me of my ex-wife's cooking. I miss her. And then we're all just like, oh, okay. Go talk to your imaginary friend more, Miller.
That's right.
can you imagine if Miller finally meets up with Julie and he's like, hey, I actually know everything about you. Like I've been following you around the galaxy. Like let's talk this out. And Julie's like, oh, that's creepy. Can you actually leave? That's actually
which,
weird
like,
as hell.
Real Julie, totally. That's exactly how it would be. Be like, that's freaking crazy. Please stay away from me.
Yeah, please get away from me. This person who just like woke me up from this nightmare that I'm in and is like, hey, I know everything about you. Ew, get away.
Please stay away. Yeah, yeah. I'd kick him off too. You know what?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's too much. Go hang out on the barren space station with goo. You know?
Go hang out with the goo, yeah.
Okay. So, Julie 2.0 is on the move.
Mm-hmm.
And Miller has his theory, and they decided to do the little bring the missiles around town instead of a straight shot.
Yeah.
And I'm kind of trying to figure out where I am here, because like they have managed to find a way to control this, right? And they're kind of like in the driver's seat.
Yeah.
But the like large, I forget if it's Earth or Mars or like the whole coalition or whatever.
Yeah.
Has launched the missiles, and they like are super upset that they're doing this maneuver.
Yeah, it's just the Earth. It's the UNN.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And like, at first, I put the note down that it's just like super frustrating how they want to like have their hands in it. Not with the like shooting the missiles, right? But with the like, when they start this new plan and they start like attacking Holden, it was just like, oh my God.
Yeah.
But.
Yeah.
In retrospect, if like, if that starts happening, I probably would be like, what are you guys doing?
Like, this smells like sabotage to me.
That's right.
This smells like you are trying to let the Earth get blown up.
So I don't know, where did you have these thoughts at all?
I mean, I thought it was wild that they just started doing it without letting them know. Like,
mm-hmm.
like obviously there's a part of this where they had to just start doing it because they needed to prevent them from being rerouted from Earth because they wanted to be in the driver's seat. But also, like, you had to know how this would look, right? Like, come on, Fred. And I think this is not the time to be doing that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. I think this is the time where we all have the same goal. Now, it does bring us back to something that you kind of skipped over, but I want to go back to, and then we'll circle back, just like these nuclear missiles. What the fuck is Miller saying where we're all like, oh, yeah, let's just give him some time? How is anyone buying this? How is anyone like, oh, you want to go reason with the asteroid? Oh, we should give him a little bit of time to try it out. Sorry, based on what? Based on his immense Dude. Knowledge about biomechanics and like chemical biology? No.
I'm kind of into it.
No, actually. This dude has been hallucinating for like months now. He is like obsessed with the feed coming out of this space station, and you're like, oh yeah, let's let the guy who is obsessively listening to the radio chatter from this station go try and talk to it?
Right. Okay, I think there's a distinction here to be made, actually.
Uh-huh. Yeah, sure.
Where I do think there's something to being like, hey, should we like try to have a conversation with it?
Yeah.
And then, which I agree with.
Uh-huh.
But then the other one is like, is Miller the one to do it, though? Do we land some guys? Do we land some friendly folks on there? And see if they can do it?
Well, I mean, it depends. So first off, we're not landing anybody on there, right? Because it's going too fast.
Oh, this is true. This is fair.
But I don't know. I don't think we like... Because here's the deal. They keep talking about, like, you don't know what it's going to do. You don't know what it's going to do. And, like, I don't know. Don't fire your missiles. Let's hold them off because they can always... We can always let them hit it in a different spot. You don't know that. Like, sure, you're saying now we're gonna stall the missiles because then they can hit it. They can just hit it at a later time. You don't know.
Right.
You have no idea how this thing works. You already saw it do something crazy, and now you're like, well, I'm sure we can hit it later. What? If I'm on Earth, I'm like, no, we're hitting it now.
Right.
I'm not risking it.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think you're right.
Especially when they're like, he just needs 33 hours to scour the entirety of the station for this lady he knows. Like, no, bud.
Absolutely not.
Absolutely not. We're blowing it up. We're vaporizing it.
Yeah. Okay. But it does work, right? It works. In a way, potentially. We'll see. But we get a little cool little fireworks show.
Right? When it goes on to Venus, you mean?
When it goes to Venus.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And now there's some structure. Cool. Now there's some wild structure growing up out of the surface of Venus. Great. Love that.
Yeah, I'm not 100% sure this was a happy ending.
Why? Oh, God. No. If I hear that it's going to Venus, I'm upset. Are you not upset?
You and as in your in what role?
Any a upset? Person, a human being. I'm upset. Number one, Venus is so close to Earth. Venus is closer to Earth than Mars is on average.
Okay. So is we that don't a fun fact of the day?
No, we're gonna get a fun fact later. Number two, it's gonna be fine on Venus, guys. You're not.
Mm-hmm.
That's not a place where it's gonna be like, oh damn, well, I guess I'm stuck here. No, it's got like, sure, it's high pressure and it's hot on the surface, but like, come on, it's been out in space, okay? It's an alien molecule that's been out on a moon orbiting Saturn. Like, it's pretty hardy, guys. You know where you send it? First off, this is a thing that can go anywhere. Like, it's a thing that can change direction and speed off in any direction it wants. If you don't want to go sun, because maybe you're worried about it doing something to the sun, you go Jupiter, okay? Send it into the middle of Jupiter. Because the gravity is going to be so high, it's going to have the hardest time getting out. Right?
So your reason for sending it to Jupiter instead of the sun is that the gravity is high.
Yeah. Well, the sun has a lot of radiation, right? That was the other issue. Is like,
okay. Sure. There's
potentially a lot of radiation at the sun, which could really amp it up.
Jupiter, turns into the sun. It eats the sun. That'd be cool.
It becomes the sun. But Jupiter, there's not a lot of radiation coming off that bad boy. I think you send it there.
Send it there. Okay.
Because like Venus is kind of cool. Like we might want Venus.
Yeah.
If we're negotiating with this thing, not Venus. You can't have Venus. Somewhere else, please. Neptune.
Yeah,
I hear Neptune's fun.
This time of year. Mm-hmm. Neptune's great. That's fair. It's a fair critique. Yeah. Yeah. Maybe Miller wanted to go to Venus.
Well, Holden made a joke about it, and then Miller was like, deal.
Right.
Miller was like, I bet.
That sounds sweet. Hell yeah. Hot springs on Venus.
Let's
check it out.
No.
I think it's great. I'm for it. Little neighbor on, like, little alien neighbor.
That wants to destroy us all.
Unconfirmed. Oh, maybe we can be buddies.
Luke, it was hurtling towards our planet. This is the difference between it, like, hitting Earth and it missing Earth and happen to hit Venus. Come on, bud.
All right. Sure.
Just not Venus. Just not Venus.
Dan's got a soft spot in his heart for Venus.
I do. You mentioned my fun fact, my space fact, Luke.
Mm-hmm.
Did you know that there are pieces of Mars on Earth right now?
I did not know that. Pieces of Mars, you say?
Mm-hmm. Now, we haven't brought anything back from Mars, but pieces of Mars have been flung at us, Luke.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. You get a big asteroid impact. You get a big asteroid impact on Mars. It shoots off a bunch of Martian material. Some of that hits Earth. We have Martian meteorites on Earth right now.
That's pretty fun. How do we know, actually?
Because we can do a spectral like composition analysis. So we can see the elemental analysis of the things, and we can determine their origin based on that. Okay. So you can essentially fingerprint most objects out in space by the like relative isotopes and things like that.
Ooh.
So.
Okay. Okay.
It's pretty neat.
It's
huh?
pretty neat.
Can
we actually, what we need to do, actually, I know that these are probably not very big,
yeah.
but please, can we build a hospital on one and maternity ward, and then everyone born on in this hospital is technically a Martian?
I'm for it. Why don't we just, we don't need to build a whole hospital, right? We could just have like a 5-foot by 5-foot cube or square.
That's right.
Love and then there's one bed in the hospital that's on that square. And then there's like one baby a year that gets to be a Martian.
Oh, so good.
I mean, this is how to solve our healthcare system, right? No. It's a bidding. You get to bid for it. And then the money goes into a big pool that pays for everybody else's healthcare for the year.
There we go. Yep. I think we can do that. I think that's good.
So
solved.
Mm-hmm. You know Elon would pay for that, right? Come on.
Oh, of course.
He'd pay for it every year.
That's easy money.
And see, and all you got to do, Luke, is just counterbid him. You got to be the one to get the
just
price
drive
up.
Drive it up.
Yeah. We need you to do it, Luke.
All right. I'll get us started on this one. I'll report back later on my Martian cube.
Mm-hmm.
Room thing.
Cool. The last thing that I want to talk about, Luke, I just want to take a step back from the events of this book, and I want you and I to step into the position of just like a person in the solar system in the course of this like 3-week period or whatever it is.
Okay,
let's just run down what's going on here. Okay. Starts off, this ship gets blown up, and then the Rim and Mars are like at war? And then, wait a minute, the Rim is kind of winning? Like a bunch of Martian ships are getting blown up? What? And then, wait a minute, Mars and Earth are at war now? What? What is happening? And then, wait a minute, the Earth is pissed at a company that's making an alien proto-molecule, not Mars? What? It wasn't Mars or Earth. It was this company? That's crazy. And then, wait a minute. The Earth is about to be destroyed by this rock? Are you kidding me? Wait a minute. We're not going to shoot the missiles at the rock because it's a lady? What? Now it's on Venus? That took place in
the
course of 3 weeks.
I think it was longer than 3 weeks.
Okay, it might have been a little longer than 3 weeks. I'm high whiplash just thinking about it.
It's a big year. I'm gonna put it at a year just to.
It feels less
to
than
set
a, year.
A time period. It feels less, but that's pretty intense. Man, where are you getting your news from?
Oh, I think apparently people are just listening to random feeds out in the solar system, hoping to catch a snippet.
Do you like if you're a basketball fan, do you watch basketball that year?
They canceled the season. They had to cancel the season. The ratings were too low.
Guys, it's just, we're not really feeling it. You get it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Man. Mm-hmm. It'd be intense.
Yeah. It would be. Luke, I do have a question, though, now that we're talking about this. Maybe I just missed it. What was the plan for this thing? Like, why were they... Okay. Did this war... Was this started by the company? Where they blew up the ice hauler. Was that orchestrated by the company?
I think so.
Okay.
Wait, was it actually? I don't know. Because, like, something went wrong here.
Right.
No, okay, What happened was the company was not expecting the thing to get loose. mm-hmm. in on their ship.
Yes.
Right?
Yes. What was the thing that blew up the ice hauler, though? Was this the company that sent this thing to destroy the ice hauler? I think it was, right?
I think so, too, because I got the sense that they were doing this as, like, a distraction.
Right.
I'm all turned around, actually, now.
I know. Like, what? Why did all this stuff happen? And, like, why did the company need to orchestrate a war? Like, I don't remember why the company would have wanted to orchestrate a war when they just needed the station.
I think it was, like, so that people would be somewhat distracted from the station.
Okay.
To allow for, like, a short time period where they have, like, some freedom or something.
Okay. Sure. That seems right to me. Okay. And then everything after that point is, like, purely luck and, like...
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a bit... It's they're throwing some variables on the table.
Yeah, maybe just wait until, like, the Space Super Bowl is happening and you can just get away with something like this. People are like, Eros is awfully quiet these days, but this game is amazing. It's an overtime? Taylor Swift's there?
Man. Is she declaring for Biden?
Is she running for president?
That'd take the news. That'd take the day for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I do think that you don't... They went big, I'll say that.
Maybe too big, actually.
Potentially too big. But you know what? It turned out... Well, I don't know. Did it turn... I don't know how to finish that sentence, actually.
It turned out some kind of way, huh?
Did something... It happened, certainly.
And now it's on Venus, so...
Yeah. It's a big boy on Venus.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. It also feels like the whole thing with Eros, just to put a final pin here,
yeah,
is because they needed like it to have biomass,
mm-hmm.
and I think especially like human biomass,
yeah,
to see what happened. Mm-hmm. Can't we like grow this in a lab?
This point is actually exactly brought up.
Is it?
Where he's like, why didn't you do a big vat of bacteria? And the guy was like, come on. We're not doing a big vat of bacteria, okay? We got to see how it responds with human meat.
Yeah, but you could... Couldn't you do that? I feel...
You got to get a lot of human meat.
Synthetic human meat? I don't know. Luke, I don't know how it works.
Luke, they're eating fake, like, plant jerky. You think they're making synthetic human meat out there? Come on. Be real, okay?
That's fair. I apologize. All right. I think here is normally where we would do reviews, but not today, because we're going to read the next book, actually. We're going to keep it going.
Right. Next book. What's that next book called, Luke?
That next book is called Caliban's War. So we're going to read the first third of that for next week, I think.
Yep.
And in addition... Maybe as a potential warm-up topic, I think we're going to try to watch at least the first episode of the TV show.
Mm-hmm. See how they did with it. So, see if Miller is actually as short as Luke and I both thought. He's probably not.
He's probably not, but that's the main reason we're watching.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Luke, one more fun fact before we go. I read the little about the author portion at the end.
Mm-hmm.
Did you read this?
No.
One of our authors, which, because we've said it's two authors, I'm pretty sure just one, is their position is assistant to George R.R. Martin.
Really?
Correct. Yeah.
Okay. Interesting.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now, I don't know.
Assistant to... Huh.
Yeah, I don't know if that's still their position after... publishing this book, but
seems unlikely.
Yeah, but maybe. I don't know.
Could be.
Anyway, two fun facts for one episode. Oh, that's a bargain. That's what you get here with Luke and Dan. Don't call it a book club. You get a bargain every time.
That's right.
You know what else you get every time, Luke? A big old batch of hot takes.
and two very dumb nerds.